As on the line now, I have Councillor John Lyons with the Independent Left for Dublin Bay North. Good afternoon, John.
Afternoon, John. How are you keeping?
I'm doing great, and you?
Good, yeah. Not too bad.
Yeah, we're living in crazy times, aren't we?
We are, yeah. Very unusual times.
Yeah, now, I see a reaction from the Independent Left to People Before Profit initiative. And I've also, a lot of people have been saying to me, talking about the new government, that this is not the government I've voted for.
Yeah. Well, yeah, look, I think a lot of people, they looked at how they voted in the February general election and the results that came through. And it was very clearly, I think, to everyone that this was the people of Ireland saying they want to change. And change sometimes sounds a bit fluffy and vague, but I think people genuinely, and having been on the doors talking to people around the area, they were just people who, you know, maybe formerly voted Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, you know, were fed up, to be truthful, fed up of 9 years of Fine Gael government, actively supported by Fianna Fáil, and they voted for alternatives to those parties in huge numbers. And unfortunately, hold on, I've got a toddler in my lap here.
So I can hear you.
Apologies to your listeners. Yeah, and look, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, who between them just got 43% of the people's support, have managed to put together a coalition government which doesn't in any way, shape or form, having read the 127-page programme for government, doesn't in any way, shape or form represent any change from what's gone previously. So yeah, I think people you've been speaking to, people I've been chatting to over the last while, they're upset, they're angry, they're kind of fed up, because I think many people, and with the strange times that you referred to at the very beginning, that we've been living through, a lot of sacrifices have been made by a lot of people, and I don't think there's going to be any weight put behind some of the nice words that have been said about the health system and the health workers in particular. The programme for government is appalling on its health policy. Climate change, it's very poor, and housing in particular. For me, as a Dublin City Councillor who's taken calls this morning in relation to people who are homeless, the new government's housing policy is just...
Yeah. Now, people have also been sorry. Yep. People have also been saying that they thought it was a bit disgusting that Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil refused point blank to talk to Sinn Féin. But they're also saying, why there's left parties out there, there's People Before Protest, but there's the independent left, there's other independents. Why doesn't everybody get together?
Yeah, I think that's why. And sometimes I think people are right to be cynical, because it normally only ever happens after an election like last year's poor local and European elections for the left and for Sinn Féin, where there's talk of closer cooperation or maybe discussions around some new party of the left. And unfortunately, I don't know, maybe some of your listeners know, but we did have a huge opportunity back 10 years ago with the 2011 general election, which elected five very explicitly left-wing TDs, and we had the United Left Alliance, which was a broad left political alliance of the constituent elements. And unfortunately, that never succeeded for various reasons. And I think, and I said it at the time, it was a failure that everyone on the left had to take responsibility for. That being said, you know, things have moved on, the years have passed, and I think the need for the left to cooperate more closely, or indeed to unite, is even greater now. I think people want to see it. They're fed up of seeing fragmentation of the forces who want to see real action on housing and health and climate change. And so they do. People want, I think we have to give people some hope that there is an alternative, that whilst we do believe Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are at a very low ebb historically, neither one of them could command the coalition by themselves, so they, with a smaller party supporting them. So they had to go into power together in order to protect the interests of the better off. So it's up to us to build something viable as an alternative that people can believe in. And that's what I think the recent public discussions have been about, seeing if there is a political willingness amongst those of us on the left to get serious and begin discussing the construction of something that will give people, I think, hope of fighting for an alternative.
Yeah, and now Sinn Féin is going to be a huge opposition party.
Well, see, Sinn Féin, and I think this is why, and it might seem unusual to your listeners, because, like, we agree, those of us on the left, and I work closely on a lot of issues with Sinn Féin at a local level, and a national level too, if the left obviously has a lot in common with Sinn Féin. But what I think those of us who are on the left want to see happen is a strong political force that will not enter into coalition like the Greens have recently done and Labour before them. Will not go into coalition with either of the centre-right parties, Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael. And unfortunately, Sinn Féin's position has gone from that, from refusing to go into coalition with them, to going in as the big party, and now the position formally is that they would go into government with either one of those parties as the junior party. Now, if we're serious about long-term sustainable change in the interests of the vast majority of people, I do not believe, and I think many people, including many people listening today, do not believe that real change will come through going into a coalition government with either Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil. Because you can see with the Occupied Territories Bill in relation to Palestine and Israel, that Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil, if they don't like something, they will block it. You can see it in the housing policy in the new government. There is nothing substantial in relation to the building of public and affordable housing on public lands. There's no serious commitment to implementing a single-tier health system. And, you know, so anyone who goes in with notions of, you know, bringing about substantial, positive change for people going into power with either of those parties, they're on a hiding to nothing. And whilst in the short term you might be impatient to bring about that change, it isn't going to happen with either of those parties. So that's why we would call on Sinn Féin to look to their left and to begin the work of building a substantial opposition that refuses to enter any agreements with Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil, because they've proven they've had 100 years of governing this state and it's not been in the interests of the vast majority.
Yeah, and is there enough there with Sinn Féin and other left parties to actually form government?
No, not we, and that's why we have to be honest, because I think there was some political calls made shortly after the February election which they couldn't really be followed through on.
Yeah.
The numbers weren't there this time. And we're in kind of an unusual situation where people voted for change in huge numbers, historic numbers, voted for parties off the centre-left and the left in bigger numbers than they did Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. And I think that's where the hope is, John, that actually Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael used to command upwards of 80% of the electoral support at general election time, and that's now down below 50, as I say, 43%. So that's historic in terms of the weakness of the parties of the political establishment. But right now, the forces opposed to them, including those of us on the left, independent left, my own group included, aren't strong enough. So we just need to get about the work of opposing the government, in a strong way, in terms of mobilising and being involved with people in campaigns on housing, in the ending of direct provision, in trying to demand a public health system that's a single tier and universally available and free to all. And this is how we will build up the strength of the electoral strength of the left, is by being on the streets and in our communities, working with people who are directly affected by the policies that the previous government have introduced and that this government, unfortunately, I think are going to continue. So workers' rights is a big one, in terms of the recent High Court decision taking away protections for construction workers, electoral workers. And we'll see it again in terms of the COVID payments that have been cut for some workers and not others. There's going to be a lot of battles ahead. And I think that's where the left needs to be strong in our community. Supporting the Dublin workers at the moment as well is a big one. They've been treated appallingly by their former employer. So there's unfortunately, a lot of people struggling in a lot of different ways. Workers, people struggling to secure affordable housing, people who are paying rent through the nose, people moving outside of Dublin because they can't afford to live in the city. And that's a terrible thing. So we need to, those of us on the left, to be actively engaged with and working with those directly affected by all of these issues. And that way you can begin I think to put pressure on this government as they exercise power, but also build up the electoral strength, I think, also of the left as well in the long, in the medium to longer term.
Okay, and do you reckon now that young people are starting to vote and young people are getting the vote for the first time, that the young vote is going to demand change?
Well, I don't think, and as somebody who's no longer classified as young, I just think that the young people have no hope. the previous, the bailout of the financial system in 2008, it was quite clear with the decisions made by that Fianna Fáil Green government that they didn't care about younger people at that time. And they pointed to the exit doors and said, off you go, you know, go abroad, emigrate, do whatever, because we don't want you here. There was no support put in place, and they cut young people's welfare payments straight away. And I mean, at the moment, young people, the unemployment rate for the under 24s is between 42 and 50%, depending on the monthly figures. But it's around 42% youth unemployment under 24. That's shocking. I mean, younger people now finding it increasingly difficult to stay in college if they manage to get there because rents are so high. And then, you know, younger people just looking to work and live and have a life in the city right across the country. It's impossible. So many are living at home now. They've had to move back home. So there's no future for young people now. And that safety valve that would have been there between again and Fianna Fáil, telling young people to go off abroad, that's not there now because of the COVID-19 pandemic. So there's a lot of potential there for young people to, I think, get them to be engaged, engaged in politics. Use not only their vote, but, you know, to, if they feel strongly on something, whether it's rent, it's housing more generally, it's the health system, it's the kind of jobs that are on offer, usually low pay and insecure and precarious, to be active and get involved. And I think that's where those of us who've been around for a while need to create a space in which, you know, people, young people can get involved and feel like collectively young, not so young and older can change this country for the better, for every age group.
Yeah, no, you mentioned the young people, students there. I talk to the Union of Students in Ireland a lot, and they're having a very hard time of it. There's registration fees, high rent. It's disgraceful what's going on. Do you reckon this government will last a full term, John? That's a crystal ball question, I think.
Yeah, it's a volatile situation. Now, they've done well to convince the Green Party, and there's a lot of opposition from particularly the younger members of the Green Party, who was overall, I think, be more left-leaning because they saw what the climate change policy was in reality, which was kicking the can down the road. So this government isn't actually going to take the necessary action straight away. It's going to be the next government. So they did well to get the Green Party to come into coalition with them. So they have a strong majority, and they could last the 4.5 years because they also have the support, unfortunately, of what are explicitly racist independent TDs such as Noel Grealish over in Galway and Verona Murphy down in Wexford, and others with criminal records such as Michael Lowry. So there's a pool of independents, kind of, you know, conservative right-wing independents who will also back them up on votes. So from a purely parliamentary point of view, I think they're in a strong position. But this is where young people, those of us who believe that political change comes from the streets, comes from campaigning in your communities, this is where our job of work is, to create enough political pressure to force changes in the government. And, you know, in time, hopefully, if it's to happen that they're not responsive, that, you know, we build a kind of pressure where, you know, we put them under severe pressure. So I think, John, to be honest, you know, they could last, but I think that's where we just have to get about our work and oppose them on every issue in which we believe they're not, delivering for the people in terms of health, housing, climate change, transport, so many issues. So they've a lot on their plate, and I just think they're in for a tough time because I think the opposition, as you say, is stronger now. It's very much on the left. Fianna Fáil aren't playing their game of being in government and leading the opposition. So we've a clearer left-right divide now. The right are in power and the left are in opposition. So we've a job of work ahead.
Yeah. Listen, John, thanks very much for taking the call.
No problem. Good talking to you again, John.
You have your hands full there, I know. Listen, we'll talk again, John.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, take care. Thank you.
See you now. Bye. Have a good day.
Yes, that was Councillor John Lyons there, Independent Left, Dublin Bay North.